Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Friday the 13th. Today, China shuts down the world's third largest shipping port. Then the latest corporate results, as well as today's economic news, coming right up. Well, just a few minutes ago, the Census Bureau announced the latest numbers for U.S. import and export prices. And it illustrates one of the principal difficulties with many of today's economic reports. By the time they're published, they're woefully out of date. In a world that moves as rapidly as today's interconnected international finance, events can change everything in the blink of an eye. Today's report on import-export prices is dated month-end July, nearly 2 weeks ago, and the report shows little change from the month before. However, everything did likely change on Wednesday when the People's Republic of China shut down their third largest container terminal in Ningbo Jiaoshen Port. This port is the largest Chinese facility and will have a direct impact on imports to the U.S. The port was closed because of health concerns after one worker tested positive. This couldn't have happened at a worse time for the American economic recovery. After hitting a historic low in imports in March of 2020, when the American economy was in virtual lockdown, U.S. imports have staged one of the most dramatic recoveries in recent memory. You'd have to go all the way back to 1984 to see a percentage increase like we've seen this year. Businesses across the board have put their suppliers on notice that now is the time when they need those new retail and wholesale goods. This American demand for imports has been much of the cause of the so-called supply chain issues that we've recently seen. And ports, principally in California, have been jammed to overflowing as the number of container ships have overwhelmed their port facilities. Clearly, U.S. demand is here, and it's here right now. So to have China's largest container port taken offline will likely have a devastating impact on retailers across the nation. Assuming that the average travel time across the Pacific is about 8 weeks, this time could not be worse, as this will mean that shops and stores will be in short supply of goods just as the fall retail season begins sometime around the beginning of October. Making things even a little more dicey, the Chinese authorities indicated that the port will be closed for the foreseeable future, meaning we really don't know how long this closing will last, and anything more than just a few days will make this an even more devastating event. Add this all up, and I can't help but wonder at the motivation behind all of it. You see, we are currently living in a world where the health card trumps all else. Playing the health card is all that a world's leader needs to do to quiet any dissent, both in his country and abroad. It's the end to any argument. Well, we had to close the port after all. One man tested positive. Really? That's all it takes? One test and you can close your most active port and thereby seriously slow your biggest rival's economic recovery? Now, there can be little doubt that China is currently in the driver's seat here, and no matter whether this is all just a regrettable happenstance or part of some Machiavellian strategy, there can be little doubt that the impact on the U.S. will be profound. Now, in economic reports, as we said, those two import-export price announcements were made, and both showed double-digit increases. This is all helping to contribute to the current wave of inflation. Now, in just a few minutes, we'll get the latest Michigan University survey of the consumer sentiment. And in earnings so far this morning, we've had positive results from crypto miner Marathon Digital Holdings and genetic research company 23andMe. And that's the Value Side for Friday the 13th. I'm David Ravel. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.
Thank you.